murderers decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, 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 and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Danny, and I'm joined with... That's right, and today we've got a very interesting case, a very different case, and we're dealing with someone who was also known as the Bikini Killer. So, it's a little bit strange, but we are dealing with Charles Subraj. It is Vietnamese, and I don't know how to say it, so I apologize for that. But Charles was born in the Indo-Chinese territory of Vietnam in 1944 and is a fraudster, thief, convicted murderer, and a suspected serial killer. He was eligible for French citizenship due to his birthplace being under French colonial rule at the time and became enrolled in petty crime throughout much of his youth in France before fleeing back to Asia in 1970 with his pregnant first wife, Chantal Compang. I don't know how to say this. But they were fleeing to escape arrests and prison sentences. The couple robbed tourists as they made their way through Eastern Europe using fake documents before arriving in Mumbai, India, where Charles ventured into car theft and smuggling. He was arrested and imprisoned in 1973 for an unsuccessful armed robbery, but twice escaped. Okay. First aided by his wife, before then being granted bail and fleeing with his wife and their young daughter to Kabul, Afghanistan. After another arrest in Afghanistan for robbing tourists on the hippie trail, Charles fled to Iran alone and would spend the next 2 years on the run across Eastern Europe and the Middle East, some of it with his half-brother Andre, before the two were arrested in Greece and only Charles escaped, again going solo. So clearly he's a very slippery serpent because no one can keep this guy contained, I'm just saying. Defrauding tourists and gaining a group of loyal followers, including his right-hand man, whose name was Ajay Chowdhury, who was a Quebec-born man, and he was born with the name Marie-André Leclerc, but he changed it to... I didn't see the end. So... After now going on the run again, he began defrauding tourists and he actually gained a group of followers, including a man named Ajay Chowdhury and then a Quebec-born man named Marie-André Leclerc. Charles committed his first known murder in 1975 when he killed Teresa Knowlton, a young woman from Seattle who was found drowned in a tidal pool in the Gulf of Thailand. Miss Knowlton was found wearing a bikini, and when a pattern in the attire of several of his victims began to emerge, Charles earned the nickname the Bikini Killer. He also later became known as the Serpent due to his deceptiveness, cunning nature, and charisma that allowed him to manipulate and seduce his victims and evade authorities and the judicial system. It is thought that he would secretly poison many of his victims, then nurse them back to health in order to gain their trust before killing them and stealing their identities to help him move around and stay undetected. Charles is believed to have murdered at least 20 tourists in South and Southeast Asia, including 14 in Thailand during the 70s, fleeing back and forth between Thailand, Nepal, Singapore, and various cities in India to evade capture whilst carrying out his alleged killings. It is believed he murdered one of his former accomplices, Ajay, who was last seen delivering stolen gems to Charles, who at the time also operated as a gem dealer in Geneva in Malaysia. But even his own criminal companion soon began to suspect Charles of serial murder after finding documents belonging to some of his victims, with police and investigators catching on before an international arrest warrant from Interpol was issued on May 1976, and it charged him with the murders of four people in Thailand. He and Leclerc were arrested in New Delhi in July 1976 alongside two new companions, Barbara Smith and Mary Ellen Ether, whose confessions during interrogation led to Charles being charged with the murder of Frenchman Jean-Luc Solomon months earlier. For all four were sent to jail in New Delhi, where Charles was initially sentenced to 12 years in prison. 12 years for killing four people is not a lot, I'm just saying. And he lived comfortably, befriending the guards and prisoners and giving interviews to authors and journalists before later denying everything he disclosed about his murders. With his prison sentence in India due to end before the expiration of Thailand's 20-year statute of limitations, which meant he could be extradited and then executed for murder, Charles escaped prison by drugging his guards and fellow inmates with sleeping pills in March 1986. Like, really? He was apprehended by police in a city in southwest India, but the escape resulted in his sentence being extended by another decade, allowing him to dodge the Thai statute of limitations. Now, statute of limitations means a period for how long they could charge you with that crime. If it passes that, it means even though you did the crime, you can't be convicted of it. On the 17th of February 1997, 52-year-old Charles was released and allowed to return to France with most warrants, evidence, and witnesses against him lost long ago and no countries to extradite him to. Residing in Paris, Charles gave big money interviews and sold the rights to a film based on his life for more than $15 million. But in 2003, returned to Nepal, which was one of the few countries where he could still be arrested. On the 1st of September 2003, he was spotted by a journalist for the Himalayan Times in a casino in Nepal's capital city, Kathmandu, where he allegedly had traveled to set up a mineral water business. The journalist followed Charles for 2 weeks and published a news story, which was seen by the police, who subsequently raided the casino and arrested Charles, reopening a decades-old murder case that would see Charles sentenced to life imprisonment on the 20th of August 2004 for the 1975 murder of an American tourist named Connie Jo Bronsich. Charles both officially and informally appealed his conviction repeatedly in the years that followed, including asking then-French President Nicolas Sarkozy to intervene in 2007. In 2008, he announced his engagement to a woman from Nepal named Nahita Biswas and issued a press release through his fiance the same year, claiming he was never convicted of murder by any court and asking the media not to refer to him as a serial killer. But Nepal's Supreme Court upheld his life sentence in 2010 and added another year, a fine of entering the country illegally, and a stipulation for all of its properties be seized. On September 18th, 2014, Charles was then handed another 20-year prison sentence by the district court for another murder in 1975 of a Canadian tourist whose body, like that of the previous victim, was found burnt and with multiple stab wounds. By 2018, Charles's health was reportedly in critical condition following several open-heart surgeries, and on the 21st of December 2022, the country's Supreme Court ordered that he be released from prison on account of his old age. He was freed 2 days later on the 23rd of December 2022 after serving a 19-year sentence. Convicts handed life imprisonment in Nepal reportedly usually serve 20-year prison terms. So, a very diverse criminal. I mean, fraudster, car thief, murderer, serial killer. I mean, the guy did it all, escaping prison. I mean, like, killing partners, leaving first wife and babe. The guy was just a mess.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, they could never prove half the stuff against him. Like, they could never convict him of all those killings and serial killer stuff. they've literally just had a handful of stuff to go on, and that's why he actually, because what he did altogether should have been at least like 100 years in prison. You know those people who you know they're never getting out, no
you
matter what.
You are hereby sentenced to life.
Life.
Yeah.
And I don't understand when they say life, they actually mean 20 years. Life should be life.
Initially, initially when I heard about,
do you get what I'm saying?
I didn't make sense.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because if you commit, if you murder someone at 21 and you get life, it means you get out at 41. You still have a good like 20 to 40 years ahead of you.
Yeah.
Like no, you spend your life in prison. Rot there. Stay there. We don't want you.
Wow.
What? You decided to kill somebody.
Imagine.
Now imagine that person, like, okay, let's say this person killed your brother. I'm going to say brother because you don't have a brother. This person killed your brother. And then now that person was, let's say, 21. And now he got out at 41. And now you see him at Checkers. What do you do? Like, what do you do? Now you're like looking at the guy across the till from you. And there's the guy who murdered your brother. And like, you're like, why are you, no, go back to jail. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't understand this 20 years thing. No, it must be till you leave when you're in the ground.
You leave when you're in the ground. Wow.
This is the truth. I don't understand. And I don't understand like that when they convicted him the first time, he got 12 years for 4 murders. How do you get 12 years for killing 4 people?
Mm-hmm.
That's madness. Like, it should be life imprisonment for all 4, so at least then 80 years. But that's my own opinion of the justice system, that I'm not at any qualification to judge, because I am not a lawyer.
Yeah, I simply think we should just bring back the death penalty.
Ah, yo, here's Glory wanting to kill people.
No, my intention is not to kill. My intention is to scare.
The only thing I have wrong with the death penalty is, what if that person really is innocent? Now you've just killed someone. Because that has happened.
Yes.
So there is a risk.
But it's for a greater cause.
Okay. What if you are the innocent sitting in the chair?
I run away.
Are you running away?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot that goes into proving someone's innocence
and also
guilt in a crime before convicting.
Okay,
them.
But also, who are we to end someone's life? We're not God either.
Yeah, but you see, with like what I said, the aim is not to kill them. The aim is to scare them.
But the death penalty is there.
If they end up there, ish.
No, but you're still killing someone. You still are committing foul things.
So when we introduce a death penalty, we're like, don't walk into that ditch because you will die.
But then someone will end up there, and now you've just killed someone.
Then it will teach everyone else that we're serious.
When your soul is judged at the end of time,
it was the justice system.
But you no.
The Bible speaks about the fact that we need to obey our leaders, which is also has.
But it didn't
which
say
also includes
kill
our
him.
It also includes our legal system.
It doesn't mean but it doesn't mean kill them.
So why were they? Why did people in the olden times crucify?
I'm gonna judge you.
Why did people in the olden days crucify?
You say that it says to obey our legal system, we must obey our leaders. Since when? Since when? Because that, like, there's several things in our legal system and constitution that we do not agree with.
It doesn't change the fact that the Bible does say we need to obey our leaders.
Except when it goes against the Bible.
Yes. Okay. So tell me then, why was crucifixion legal?
Crucifixion was by the Romans. They weren't Christians. They were Romans. It wasn't God's people.
Jesus never spoke out against crucifixion.
Oh, he had to do it.
In fact, he was crucified.
Yeah, but he wasn't the one crucifying people.
Yeah.
Jesus even said, if you hate someone, you've committed murder. Now you must actually...
No, I don't hate them. I'm just giving them the wages of sin.
But you must still kill them.
The wages of sin
you're
is
still
dead.
Taking their life.
The wages of sin is...
You even... You're not supposed to hand out the wages. You're not God. You can't pay the people. It's like the cash register lady being the one to pay the salaries. That's not how it works.
We are God's hands and feet
on
earth.
You talk such nonsense. You talk such nonsense. Only God has the right to say who lives and dies. Because then I can murder someone and be like, I was just handing out the judgment on them because they stole my cat.
Yeah.
Exactly. Same logic.
Doesn't no, work. But not a cat. Come on.
I was using a stupid... Okay, that person killed my mother, so now I can kill them.
Okay.
So how... Because they're going to use the same excuse. They're going to be like, I am bringing justice. Yes, exactly my point. I've won this argument, ladies and gentlemen. He's speechless. Anything else you want to add?
Nothing.
Yeah, because you know you're wrong in your heart. He just doesn't want to accept it. So now he's got a sad face.
I don't have a sad face. I'm fine.
I know your sad face. I know your defeated face.
Wow.
I think we've been friends for long enough for me to know when you're defeated.
Okay.
Anyway, that was the Bikini Killer. Very interesting man. Very crazy man. Very criminal man. The point of the story is, let's not take matter into our own hands and kill people. Glory. But otherwise, from now until next week, we will see you next time.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.